Don't understand the value of a Jew. What is a Jew? What am I? The last thing we saw before we broke was the concept of pay attention. Hesech Hadas, not paying attention, is a Churban. We're going to expand on that a lot, we'll see. In the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we saw the Midrash in Koheles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevakesh from us. Tnu daichem shelo tachrive salomi. You pay attention, you don't destroy my world, which means we can destroy Hashem's world, which means understanding as well. Okay, let's take. Kach malamdeinu agoyin Reb Chaim Volozhin b'sifrei Nefesh HaChaim. Shar Aleph Perech Tezayin. I mentioned the Nefesh HaChaim a few times, let's see a piece inside. V'kom yoysen v'kum shel kol ha'olomus kula. And all the continued existence of all the olomus kula, all the worlds, Huraka Ledea Torah Kadesha, she's from Oiskim Bob. That's only via the Torah that Klal Yisrael is involved in. She Nehira de Kol Almin Nishmosa Vichyusa de Chulon. I'll translate that from the Aramaic into the Hebrew, not Awal, he does. She Or Kol Alomas Vinishmas Vichayos Kulon. The Torah that Klal Yisrael is Oisikin is the light of, and the neshama and the life force of all the world. If the world, for one moment, from one end of the world to another end of the world, for one moment, there would be no
Torah learning.
He didn't say Torah learning, no. Torah learning is not what we're about. Torah learning is what they do at Bar Ilan. We don't learn Torah. We never ever said Torah learning. We said Eiskim b'Torah. Rega echad mi eisek v'hizboinenus b'Torah. Deep meditation and eisek in Torah. Hayuchayzim kol ha'ilomus l'tov v'bol. The entire world would go back to whatever tov v'bol is. So shteik b'furush b'nefesh ha'chay. That if the world would be bottled from 1 second, from Isaac where he's born in his betrayal, the world would cease to exist. Amarata mata, kedeli hayti vlanu atova gemura, which is the problem, if you're the only Jew alive, which is bishvim nevoilam, you'd have an enormous responsibility not to ever close your gemara. Because as you close your gemara, you cease to exist. Which is what happens here, by the way. You close your gemara when you have permission to close your gemara, you cease to exist. Pshuta. Every time you do an Aveira, you cease to exist. I'll prove it to you. You want me to prove it to you?
Yes.
I'll prove it to you. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yeshmiayim. Correct? Yes. Everybody believe that? Fine. That means the entire world exists only through the Rotson of Hashem. Everything in the world is only Rotson Hashem. When you do an Aveira, you just did something that's not the Rotson Hashem, correct?
Yes.
But everything you just said is the Rotson Hashem. You just did something that's not the Rotson Hashem. Say, Lamaisi is, you should cease to exist. Whenever you go against the Rotzon Hashem, you should cease to exist. Because you just went against everything, the existence. You just stepped out of existence. Existence is Kulu Rotzon Hashem. And you just did something connected to the Rotzon Hashem, you just stepped out of existence. You stepped out of reality. So you should cease to exist every time you... Well, you don't have to do it once. The first time you do something against the Rotzon Hashem, you should cease to exist. You should just step out of reality. It's called Rachamim. Hashem created a thing called Rachamim, which allows you to continue living. That's the miracle of Bechira. Is you can choose to go against the Rotzon Hashem and continue to exist. But that comes to an end at a certain time. A person doesn't do tshuva and he goes into the next world. As Rav Moshe Shapiro put it, he goes to the next world and he will realize that he has no existence. The next world, if you don't do what you're supposed to do here, is a state of non-existence. But you know you don't exist. Otherwise it wouldn't be painful. Just ceasing to exist is not a problem. Ceasing to exist and knowing you know what that means. I'm just giving you the words, I don't know what that means. What is a person who is not connected to the truth doing in the next world? The next world's Olam HaEmes. this world is Olam HaSheker. So a person is involved in Sheker, he has place to exist in this world, because this world can contain Sheker.
So if you were completely righteous, then you also couldn't exist here, no?
Why not?
Because it's a place of Sheker. So how could you exist if you're completely...
Doesn't mean that there isn't room in this world for Emes.
But there's completely... Room in this world
for... I don't know. But you're right, someone who's completely righteous is transcended already into Olam Haba. He's walking around in this world, but he's really, really living in the next world already. Those are the people like Eliyahu HaNavi, who never had to die.
What does transcendent mean? Sorry.
Transcend means to go into another dimension. I don't know if that's Oxford dictionaries or whatever, concise, whatever. To go into another...
Did this apply before Hashem?
Before Adam, what would it apply?
Being engaged in Torah?
Probably not.
In order for existence to continue.
I don't know. We know that they were Isaac and Torah. Shem Ava, there were people Isaac and Torah. It could be that there was enough to keep the world going, I don't know. Yeah, it does sit on the post-Matan Torah. Pashtas, even before. Could be this is something that they understood. This is something that our voice understood. That the king of the world was being Isaac and Torah. That's understood. But what their Torah looked like, what our Torah looked like, I don't know. I don't know what Shem Ava were learning in the Yeshiva. So this world's Olam HaSheker. That means there's room in this world for Sheker. Olam HaEmes, there's no room in that world for Sheker. So if somebody goes up there and he's Sheker, he has no place. There's nowhere for him to exist. So he's there without having any place to exist. The Ein Tzar Godol Mizeh, Ramesha said. And there's no greater Tzar than that, whatever that means. So I'm just telling you the words. Fine. Let's get back to words we can try and have a hope of understanding. If you think you understood what I just said now, you're completely psychotic. I'm not getting a clue what I'm talking about. I'm just telling you the words I heard from my rabbi. That's all. I don't know what it means. Amamata Gadela Haiti Vlano Atova Gamura Yotza Korosh Bolchu Marechel Shel Shutras Beinenu Beinoi. As we mentioned before, a Korosh Bolchu created a system, he created a world, will enable him to the ultimate good that he can. And what this represents is a partnership between him and me. And it's a total partnership, because without him nothing starts. And we just saw now that without me the tachlis of the bria can't be fulfilled either. He's standing there waiting that we'll give him the opportunity to give. If we don't give him the opportunity to give us, well, then the whole purpose of the prayer has just been mevatel. The whole kavana, the whole purpose why Hashem created the world becomes irrelevant. But as long as there's one Jew prepared to do it, as long as there's one Jew that'll do it, the purpose of the creation will be fulfilled, right? That means each and every one of us can fulfill the purpose of creation. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Yeah, but what's it good? I'll do tshuva. No one else is doing tshuva. You heard your Yitzhar on that one before? So what will help? So I'll be a nice guy if everyone else has been... No. You do what you're supposed to do, because you could be the only guy that ever does it. How many people, I'm not talking about women and children, how many men left Mitzrayim, yeah, and made it to Eretz Yisrael?
Two.
Who said two? Excellent. Oh, the Jew knows his Torah. You know which two? Caleb and Yeshua. 600,000 Jews came to Mitzrayim, and two made it into Eretz Yisrael 40 years later. Pelotzu. That means the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was for two people. They were dead already. The Shvatim weren't alive when they went into Eretz Yisrael. I'm not talking about the women. There were plenty of women that made it into Eretz Yisrael. The children that made it. There were plenty of women that went. Yeah, I'm not worried about the woman. The woman will get the woman, whatever. So we know that Yetzias Mitzrayim and the final Gula have a lot in common with each other. Says the Meshes Chochma, it could be that the final Gula will come for two people as well. Make sure that you're one of those two, that's all. That's all you have to do. There are things that contradict that, by the way. There's the fortune that say that when Mashiach comes, Hashem's not going to forget him. Jews behind, everyone's coming home. Whatever. It was two. If it had only been one, fine. You should invite one Jew. If Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Satorah, Nichnas Eretz Yisrael is a microcosm of the world, the total reason why the world was created, the three phases of why the world was created. Yeah, one's enough. Choshuv lahadgish. Sheshutvah zuhi amuka haba yoysim ya shutvahs. Kubelas bein habriyay shere. This shutvahs that we're talking about between us and Hashem goes much deeper than the partnerships we talk about in the world. Shekedei le'etiv lanu batov shleim guru v'tachlis. Keshe kivyokha v'ozhor hu otanu alav avusis ava. In order for this partnership to fulfill its purpose, in other words, in order for Hashem to give us the ultimate good in totality, Hashem, so to speak, bound us to Him with ropes of love. We don't understand how great that love is. So it's not a normal partnership. A normal partnership, you don't have to like the guy in business with. You don't bind yourself to love with your partner. There's a law of it. You do what you have to do. You don't have to do those contractual obligations and you keep your partnership. It's not based on that. This partnership is based on bonds of incredible love that we can't understand how deep that love is. Everybody, you can't compare stump giving to the giving that flows out of it. When you have a deep love for somebody, you give them something, it's a very different giving than when you give something to somebody because you want to give something to somebody that you don't have that many feelings about. When two people who love each other keep giving to each other, it adds and adds love. And the love now makes you want to give more. And it just goes, as you give more, you love more. As you love more, you give more. It just becomes a self-perpetuating dynamic. This love doesn't just flow from Hashem down to us. Hashem loves us, and we give Him back a revelation of our love for Him. At that moment when Hashem's love, so to speak, strengthens itself over us, at that moment Hashem can give us infinite benefits, infinite brachas and pleasure. Because as we said, you can't compare giving that comes with love to stump giving. Ha'ava makalkeles es ashura. You know that love breaks all the rules. V'nimse shekol shanu moisifin ava klapa Hashem u'mashpia leinu yaisa. The more we give Hashem love, the more He gives us back. V'ikvaseis matetzes avosenu klapa v'chayza v'chila. So He gives us more, we give Him more. It goes back. It's this ongoing. V'perek avon nishtadu laharchiv. We'll pick up the sugya of Avusas Ava, the bonds of love, and we will expand on that nekuda. In other words, the more you give somebody, the more you love them. The more you love them, the more you're going to want to give them. And it's just a self-perpetuating, ongoing system. As opposed to you gave somebody something. Somebody came to the door. You gave him an apple. Goodbye. There's a bit of love gets created there as well, because whatever you give somebody does generate a amount of love. But that's it, you gave somebody something, not out of a flowing desire of love, just because whatever, either it was a mitzvah, or you're a bokeh, you wanted to do a nice thing, but when you love somebody deeply, and you give to them, it creates a whole marechet of ongoing, growing, infinite love.
Say it again.
Art school sibling.
One right back there. About 200 pages.
I'm not about to dub it. I just want to see how they translate something in Shir HaShirim. They had the courage to translate Shir HaShirim.
It's true, but it's cut.
it's not the pasuk. It's not the pasuk. I don't know where this pasuk is. That's in Midrash Rabbah. Someone's got an English version of this book here? Ah, so what is this for? What are you wasting my time for? That's how they translated it. Okay. How do you translate this? Then they translate the English into English. That's the problem. Move to the Midrash Shirashirim Rabbah. I'll give it back to you in 1 second. See, that's pshat. Ono meidu v'makablim scha, heino meidu v'lo makablim scha. We toil and get reward. They toil and don't get reward. What's it talking about? They toil, why don't they get reward? Well, it's not fair. We toil and get reward. They toil, they don't get reward. Well, that's not fair. They toil, give them reward for their toil. Chofetz Chaim explains like this. If you, let's say you want to become a doctor. So you get a university and you study. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, how long does it take today? I don't know, 20 years. Yeah, the more student loans you can get, the more debt you can get into before you start working, the better, yeah? That's probably the biggest debt in the world is student loans today debt. That's a massive business, okay. So you go and you become a doctor, it takes 7, 8 years, right? So you studied for 7 years, comes the 8th year, and you bomb out. You bomb out, whatever, you failed, you did whatever. So you're a 7th, 8th doctor, you're 7th, 8th of a doctor. You can work, you just can't charge so much or whatever. You're a nothing, you're nobody. You toiled for 7, 8 years and you got nothing. They toil because they're getting paid for results, not for the work. So the guy, but I sweated here for 8 years. You know how much work I put in? You know how much effort I put in? It's very nice, but hey, you failed the last exam. You failed, that's it, you're a doctor. Torah, you can learn and learn and learn. At the end of the day, you didn't understand one thing. Tomorrow morning, you open up your Gemara, you don't even remember having seen it. What you did yesterday, full schar, you get paid full for it in the bank. Oh no, my name is Kabim Schar. You're not being paid for the results, you're being paid for the effort you put in. So you put in effort, you get paid. Ah, you never became a Talmud Chochem, you get full schar for the effort you do. You learn for 1 minute, you don't understand nothing, you get paid for your 1 minute learning. Yeah, finished. The Midrash Shira Shirim Rabbah Melech. So that's why you brought the Siddur, even though Lamai says it worked out because I misread you, I didn't understand, I didn't really mean it. But you get full scarf for getting up and walking and coming back, whatever, that's called Talmud Torah. It's full scarf and Talmud Torah. Okay. It says in the Midrash. I thought I did. Ze Melech Malchem Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sorry, the pasuk says Melech Osu Berehitim. How do you translate it? He translated a king bound in tresses. Tresses, T-R-E-S-S-E-S. So now you'll translate tresses into English for me when you get a chance. Don't Google it in Mashiach.
Do with hair, doesn't it?
Tresses.
What is it?
Tresses.
It's hair?
No.
A long lock of woman's hair.
Oh, it is.
Hashem is bound in a long lock of woman's hair. Okay. Now you understand why you don't translate Shira Shirim. Okay. Let's see what Chazal say this means. Let's get Chazal's pirush. Mulim bin Hashirim melech osu berhitim ze melech malchem malochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the King of Kings HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Deksiv bay Hashem malach geyus lovesh. Hashem wears pride. Osu berhitim. What does that mean? Sha'aser atzmai b'shvua, Hashem bound himself with an oath, shu mishrash chinosu v'toch Yisrael, that he will, what's hashro shchina, how do you translate hashro?
Bestow,
flow the shchina within Israel. There will be the shchina to rest. Rest in peace. Okay. The Shekhinah should rest. I'm glad you saw. That's why they can't write these words. There's no way they have Hashro, rest.
Rest
with him. Okay, listen. Chazal oimim shakolosh bochu osu v'keshes atzmo aleinu kiriyochu ba'avusas avu. What Chazal's telling us here from the Pasuk in Shir Hashem is that Hashem bound himself to us with ropes of love. The dynamic of Hashem revealing his Shekhinah and allowing us to have Shaykh to his Shekhinah is called asir, it's called binding, tying. In the definitions and the relationship between a Jew and his creator, we see many different different marshals to describe the relationship between a Jew and his creator. Some of them from Psukim and some of them from Chazal. Comes out after all of it, the two primary relationships are Bonim Atem Le Hashem Elokeichem. The first one, the relationship that's described between us and Hashem, is that we Bonim, we are sons. And the second one we'll see is Reyosi, spouse, wife, beloved wife. Aleph, Bonim Atem Le Hashem Elokeichem Kol Yedihu Bnei Shel Melech Malchem Elokim. Every Jew is a son of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Hashem takes care of him and takes care of all his needs. Like a father who has mercy on his son. And you shall know in your heart that as a man chastises his son, Hashem chastises you. Causes you Yesurim. So there's a relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people, a father and a son. And we'll see what the ramifications are thereof. Yachadim Zois, Mochena Kesher, Shal Kladis Lakorish Bochu Kereyosi. A spouse. Sefer Shira Shirim Kulu Nichtav Kamoshaloides Inim Gavua, Ram Venisoze. The whole of Shira Shirim is a marshal, is written, is speaking about this relationship of Knesset Israel and the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a husband and a wife. L'neichach ha'uv d'shadronim hinem adinim v'nesim od. It doesn't need to be mentioned here that Shira Shirim, to understand it, requires a certain sophistication. It's a very, very sensitive, delicate subject. N'nase l'veil som behetayv. We'll try and explain it to the best of our ability. He has a whole pirish, he has a whole seif on Shira Shirim. But we know Chas v'Chalila what's been done to Shira Shirim. It can become Chas v'Chalila the main b'mokum, the main kedusha ain tuma. It's kodesh kedoshim Shira Shirim. Unfortunately, the Sotan uses it in all sorts of din to start using our relation with Hashem as the most intimate relationships of a husband and a wife. It gets a din. But we'll try and understand it to the best of our ability. So now, there's a fundamental difference between the relationship of a father and a son and the relationship of a husband and a wife. If it's not obvious to you, come see me afterwards. Michad, first of all, she's a woman. Okay. First of all, a kesher shel av benoy hu kesher bal yinatek. Father and son relationship can never be changed. If he's your son, he's your son. That's it. There's no Masechta's Gittin for children. And no matter how much sometimes it would be, you think about it, but there's no Masechta's Gittin for children. You're stuck with them, and they're stuck with you.
So a child cannot be disowned? A child cannot be disowned?
Can't be disowned. There's no way to get rid of a child. You can have a bad relationship, he can not talk to you, he can leave home, but he's still your son. You can never break that relationship. There's no way for the son to stop being a son and for the father to stop being a father. Can't end it. There's no getting for children. You don't choose. You get stuck with what you get stuck with. Both the child gets stuck with the parent gets stuck with the child. And before the neshama is sent into this world, there is certain choices that the child makes, whatever the parent chooses. That's not our subject. No one chooses their parents, and the parents don't choose the children. It makes no difference who this child is. He's a tzaddik, he's a rosh, he's an idiot, he's a fool, he's a genius. He's your son, finished. It's not a qualitative description. It's a mitzias. And you don't choose it. marriage comes about, hopefully, through a thing called Bechira. Hopefully. That still happens today. The husband chooses his wife with a das and a clear reflection and makes a Bechira decision. There's still marriages like that today. No, I'm happy on it. I've never met one. Before he gets married, he knows what a chishrinus are, he knows what a mailas are. After he chooses her, he accepts all her milas and chishrinus. When you get married, you know that she's going to have milas and chishrinus, because she's still alive. And even if you don't know all of them before you get married, you'll find them out after you get married. But he's makabel, because he knows. He wasn't marrying someone perfect. He understood before he got married, he's going to be encountering milas and chishrinus, and she's going to be encountering his milas and chishrinus. And that's an understood, that's a given. Me'idach. This relationship can be broken. The continued relationship is not guaranteed. It can end. There's a thing called Masechta Gittin, and that's a way to end a marriage. There's another way to end the marriage. There was once a Meisah by Reb Chatzkel Avramsky. There was a man who didn't want to give his wife a get. Give his wife a get when halachically he had to give her a get. Reb Chatzkel told me, it says in the first Mishnah in Kiddushin that a woman is koina herself b'shtei drachim. A woman acquires herself in two ways, either misses habal or begerushin, either by the death of the husband or begerushin. He said to him, you choose, it's going to be one or the other. The guy didn't listen, walked outside, tripped down the steps and broke his neck.
As he walked out.
He walked outside, he tripped down the steps and broke his neck. Maisa Shahoyo. You can choose. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. What do you think that Hashem's been stuck up or so borrow lomai? Hashem's looking at the Torah and creating the world. This woman, according to the Torah, needs to end her relationship with you. The Torah says only way, two ways this can happen. You have to give a get. I can't force you to give a get. You've got to give it free willingly. Or there's another way. You choose. Hashem looks in the Torah and says, this woman has to get divorced. This guy's not giving a get. Goodbye. State in Mishnah, Mefurish Mishnah, yes to die. That's the beauty of Agadolim, they take the Torah seriously. It says when you walk up on Friday night, two angels escort you into the house. The minhag used to be that the wife and children used to wait in the Shabbos finally by the front door. When the husband walked in, they were at the door to greet him. It used to be a thing, it used to happen apparently. Why? Because they were greeting them to Malachim, the came into the house. Simple posh, you didn't knew. If it says that you come home, your husband comes up to Malachim, you're not coming to the door to see the Malachim. Anybody ever enough to answer, but put up your hand. Last time you saw such a thing happening. When you're walking home from shul, you know that you're walking with two malachim. What do you do when you're walking home from shul? Who thinks that? Chazal took it seriously. My ancestors took what the Torah says seriously. If the Mishnah says there's only like two ways for a marriage to end, and this marriage halachically has to end, then it's going to be one way or the other. It's only talking that at one end. I'll tell you a Maisa Shahoya now. Now, today. There's a certain yeshiva katana, and the boys have electric bicycles, some of them. And they're allowed to have them. Whatever reason, they're allowed to have them. The Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva of the yeshiva, not the day-to-day Rosh Yeshiva, but like the Nossi of the yeshiva, told the boys that they're not allowed to mitasek with their bikes during yeshiva time. It means if it's yeshiva seder, you're not going to touch your bike. You can come to yeshiva with your bike and you can leave on it. Bein asadorim, whatever, you can play with your bike till you want. But during zman, during seder, you can't play with your bikes. Normal bikes, if you're having a break, you want to ride on your bike, ride on your bike. But electric bikes, no. Mm-hmm. And if you do, something's going to happen. I heard this from the kids themselves. Everybody that did something with the electric bike during seder, something happened to the bike. One kid ran quickly just to change the fuse or whatever, he put in the fuse and he struffed the engine. One kid had to run home quickly, got in his bike and he ran home, the bike split in half. While he was riding it, the bike man, I think, and split in half. They now listen to the Rosh Yeshiva carefully and they take him very seriously. There were three or four other incidents as well, but I heard it from the kids themselves. They were telling me their eyes were this big. If you ain't upset and it goes.
Wow.
tzadik goyz Hashem's makayim. Those things still happen in this generation. It's a pella. Okay. So that's the two differences between the relationship that the Torah is moshel us to Hashem as a wife and a son. That's Hashem will... We're going to take these two subjects and expand them at length. We're going to go into Bonim and we're going to go into Rayosi. Understand those two relationships very carefully.